Hello and welcome to Living Vertical Radio. I hope you've had a wonderful holiday and are ready for the new year. I know I am. And we have some marvelous happenings from Vertical for the year 2020. And we hope you continue to support us and keep listening and sharing our podcast. We have an excellent program for you today with guest Mark Wallace McGuire. And we're going to be talking about a conference that Mark is hosting in Fayetteville, Georgia, called For Dads, By Dads, Speakers and Conferences and Coffee. This is actually part of his Special Needs Dads Conference South. It's going to be January the 25th, 2020, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Fayetteville Christian Church. So we're going to talk about Mark's experience as a special needs dad, but first, we want to thank our sponsors. Our sponsor is Black Chateau Enterprises. They are a book marketing firm and have done a wonderful job with some great authors that I've had the pleasure of interviewing on A Taste of Ink Live. Now, this year, Vertical Creative Ventures, Black Chateau Enterprises is sponsoring a retreat. It's a writer retreat. Come explore your creativity May the 28th through June the 8th, 2020, and you'll meet other writers. But this is going to be a more intimate setting than a writing conference. It's a writing retreat, and it's going to be in the beautiful country of Ireland. You can pay a $100 deposit for the $22.99 price before January 1st, or then the deposits will be $200 and the price increases to $2,599 as the final payment, and the final payment is due April 18th. So the beautiful thing about this is you can pay your deposit to hold your seat and then make your payments as you can make them, but the final payment must be due by April 18th, 2020. Now this payment includes the accommodations for 9 days at the lovely Grinnan Ranch home in Tullamore, Ireland. We will get free continental breakfasts daily with fresh baked goodies by the host of Grinnan's Ranch. This pays for the workshops and space with Mrs. Shelton Green, who's our facilitator, planned day trips to Dublin and Galway, and transportation. We'll also get to visit and have a workshop within Charleville Castle. So our facilitator is Jackie Green, and she has been appointed as the North Carolina Poet Laureate. She brings a deep appreciation for her state's diverse communities and the role of an ambassador of literature. So she's going to be our facilitator. If you'd like more information, you can go to www.vertical, that's V-E-R, TIKALALLIANCE.com/vertical-creative-ventures. And space is limited. Now, remember we said this is an intimate setting, so there's like 10 spaces left. So hurry up and put that deposit in. When you go to that website, you'll be able to see more details and actually pay your deposit through PayPal. Now, let's talk about our program. The birth of a child is usually a time of celebration, but when your child is born with special needs, the celebration can quickly turn to heartache. Many parents, especially dads, have no one to turn to who will understand their grief and help them process the reality of this new journey. Confessions of a Special Needs Dad is a book written by dads for dads, and it offers hope, healing, and most of all, honesty, as well as an important reminder that you are not alone. Mark Wallace McGuire is an award-winning author and columnist and publisher who wrote Confessions of a Special Needs Dad about behind his experiences as a special needs dad. And through his experience, he created a blog for fathers who may be experiencing the same emotions with special needs, which became the book. And now they're having their first conference on January 25th. This is a wonderful program. If you're able to listen to it live today, you can call in at 646 668-292-9228 to listen in or to ask questions of Mark Wallace McGuire. Mark Wallace McGuire is also the author of the fictional series, The Alexandria Rising Chronicles and In Pursuit of the Pale Prince. All these books you can get at Amazon right now. So let's see if our guest is ready, and we'll be talking to Mark Wallace McGuire. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. So what time is it there right now?
It is 12:20.
Oh, my goodness. The time change is very different then. We have our time change a little bit off as well. So I apologize for that.
No, I apologize. As I said earlier this week, I was down and out for about 4 days, and then I just saw that message and thought, oh, my goodness. So, you know, life happens, but I'm just glad to be here. How have you been?
I know. Oh, I've been really great, you know, maneuvering into this new year and really excited about a lot of the things that we were doing for Vertical. We can actually see those things kicking off for this coming year. So we're really happy about that. And, you know, you just keep moving. You keep moving.
Well, you sound very upbeat, and that's always good.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. So how excited are you about this upcoming conference?
I'll tell you, I'm very excited. We, you know, it just kind of came with the genesis of a thought back in September, and things started falling together. And it's the first one of its type in the South. So I'm very, very upbeat. I told someone, even if we only have 10 or 20 people, it's more than that were helped last year.
Oh, yeah, but we're praying that it just multiplies for you.
That's right. I know. That's why I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for this opportunity and for all your support along the way.
Absolutely. I have some questions, and I kind of like to give some of our audience a background about you becoming a special needs dad and how you face some of the challenges. So can you give us a little bit of a background?
Yes. I have two sons, and my youngest, Andrew, is 12. According to all the data we had when he was in the womb, he was going to be a typical child. And when he was born, he was diagnosed with Cru du Chat syndrome, which means he's missing part of the fifth chromosome. So his diagnosis is on a cellular level. There's not a quote cure for it, even with, you know, replacement gene therapy and things of that nature, they just aren't that far yet. So throughout the years, we were told initially he'd never be able to walk or talk. And we were told there might be some other chances. He had several residual effects from not having part of that chromosome, such as hypotonia and problems with his ears, et cetera, et cetera. But in the long term, we were told, you know, he'd be, you know, profoundly mentally and physically disabled. But what we decided to do was instead of say, okay, and just accept it and prepare for the worst, we said, well, what can we do? What can we do to fight this? What can we do to give him a shot? What can we do? He may only be, quote, 60% able or 30% able, but what can we do to get him to that 30 or 60%? We found the Joseph Sam School located south of Atlanta, and without getting into the weeds too much with it, we enrolled him there, and they're a very, very hardworking, wonderful place where their goal is to drive the students and work them as much as they can and not, you know, not to coddle them, but to push them. And Andrew, now he's 12, he walks and talks. He's not a miracle kid. I mean, he's still not toilet trained. He still has issues with violence. We still don't know if he'll ever be able to have a job, but he's come farther along than anyone ever projected, including, you know, the geneticists, the doctors, the neurologists, and all those folks.
Wow. Wow.
So, yes.
So I know that when a special needs child is born, because it's very interesting. I actually, when I met you and we interviewed you about your other books, and we talked about your book, Confessions of Special Need on Dad, I never really considered, because you don't hear it about it all the time, and you don't hear fathers talking about their feelings about having a special needs child. I mean, what was your first feeling when they gave you that report? Because I know usually women usually kind of have that nurturing thing, and we're kind of already set that, you know, even though we may have a lot of the emotions and stuff, we're also at the same time calculating how we're going to deal with this, where, you know, we don't never really get into the deep a part of a man's emotion when this happens.
Right, and you nailed it on the head there. My wife was like me, shocked, upset, but, you know, very quickly, immediately segued into the nurturing zone.
Mm-hmm.
I had shock, and I think I went straight from that into rage.
Mm, okay.
And, yes, and, you know, through the years I've cycled through rage, depression, acceptance, you know, bargaining. I didn't do too much bargaining, unfortunately. I'm a bit of a fatalist and
right.
cynic. It's one of my many flaws.
Right.
But I was just angry at the the injustice of it, and not towards me necessarily. I've done plenty in my life. I deserve to be, quote, punished, or however you want to, you know, put it in those terms for. But for this child, this soul that came on the planet and had done nothing wrong and yet had been afflicted with this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was full of rage, and for a long time, and still can be at times, though thankfully it's subsided, but it was to me a rage at the injustice of it all.
Mm-hmm. Well, listening to you talk about how far you've come with Andrew, and, you know, can you tell me, have you celebrated, you know, have you and your family celebrated, and however you may celebrate that you've got him to a place where doctors said he wouldn't be before?
Yes, we have. I mean, you get to a point where, and, you know, as you see the progressions come, it is a joy. It is a celebrate, you know, a reason to celebrate. One of the things, you know, I told someone, I said, your whole paradigm for existence, your whole goals, everything changes. It's no longer, well, will he be able to make the football team? It's no, will he be able to feed himself?
Right.
And once you
mm-hmm.
get through that initial shock, that anger, that depression, and you start seeing those goals being met, oh, yes, we celebrate. Celebrate immensely. And you find joy where you can. And if he's learned how to feed himself, or if he goes 5 days without, you know, using the bathroom in his pants, then hey, I'm going to the dollar store with him. He's going to pick out a balloon.
Right.
So you've got to find your reasons. It's like a lot of things in life. If you focus on the negative, that's all you're going to see. But recalibrate. Yes, and I mean, and you know, that's what, you know, what you're all about, and Vertical's all about. But it's if you recalibrate, and you still have milestones, and if anytime you reach one, it's a reason to celebrate. So we make a big deal of birthdays, you know, going to the restroom, eating, you know, the right way, putting up his clothes. Everything's, you know, that they said he couldn't do as a reason to commemorate and celebrate.
Right. So how did having a special needs child affect your family's day-to-day routines and your life? And I know that you have an older son, so how does it affect the family as a whole? Do you go into the day as, you know, do you go into a day relaxed, or do you go into a day of, you know, just kind of on guard? How do you guys handle that?
It's always chaos. And my wife, I mean, she's a saint. She gets him ready for school in the mornings, and she handles a lot of the nitty-gritty. She handles the doctor's appointments and all of that chaos with therapists and Medicaid and all that, and I'm beyond grateful to her for that. Collectively, I know that my oldest, he doesn't talk about it a lot, but he's very angry about having a special needs brother, and he's angry at Andrew, and that's understandable. And then just our whole routine. There's, you know, we've been on one family vacation in 13 years. It's just, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
So my older child and I will sometimes try to go away for a day or two, or we can't go out to eat. Not the end of the world, but it'd be nice, you know, we go out maybe once a year to Waffle House. I always say after dealing with drunks at 2 a.m., they can handle us coming in. So it's a bad joke, but you know, Andrew's a messy eater, but he's not trying to fight anybody. So we'll take it where we can.
Right.
But each day's just shifted. The house is always going to be a mess because he loves to mess up things, and we're never going to have nice art hanging on the walls because he takes pictures and throws them when he gets upset. So there's, you know, all kinds of shifts, and it's not important. I think some people, and not to go on about, but some people think, well, boy, you have this, or you don't have that, and you say, well, you just get used to it, and that's not really important anyway.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. It's not really important. So how do you share encouragement with each other? Because I know that, you know, I know your adjustment, you know, it's pretty cool because, you know, really, I mean, you definitely do have to throw out the window the most conventions that people would say what you should or, you know, shouldn't have. And, you know, if you can live like that and be okay, that's cool. But how do you guys share, how do you share the encouragement? Because, you know, I know it's not upbeat all the time. I know there has to be, you know, moments, special moments, and definitely in your wife's time and your time. How do you get encouragement from that? How do you glean encouragement from each other?
I think that's probably one of the toughest is the fact that gleaning it and giving it to each other, since we're in it, it can become a little tougher.
Yeah.
I always encourage my wife because, as I said, she does so much. And when I see Andrew progressing, or I see the way she just handles dealing with, you know, four doctor's appointments and a Medicaid waiver that either, you know, didn't go through or was denied or whatnot. With Patrick, we're always encouraging him. Thanks for, you know, helping your brother with this, or thanks for not hitting your brother after he hit you.
Right.
So, but we also look for encouragement outside of the house. I mean, it's, we do the best we can, but at the same time, sometimes when you're inside a situation, it's harder to see the light on a bad day. So it's good to have folks outside of your zone who you can, you know, work with to feed you the light.
I definitely, because my audience doesn't know, Mark and I are friends, and I have met his family, and I definitely love when I'm on Facebook when I see little things that Jamie writes on Andrew's accomplishments, and I think it's wonderful. It gets my heart, you know. I think it's wonderful to be able to do that, and I have to thank you for saying that, you know, that you appreciate your wife in doing all the medical stuff, because I tell you, that's a, you know, my daughter's husband had to take his daughter to the doctor, and he said to her when he came back, he was so frustrated, and he said, I don't know how you sit there all that time, and, you know, and she's like,
oh,
welcome
yeah.
to my world. So yeah,
right.
So I can appreciate you appreciating her doing all that.
Oh, it's, yes, trust me. Anytime there's a form, or I will candidly look at the admin assistant or the, you know, PA, the doctor, and I'll say, what am I supposed to do here? And they usually look at me like, you don't know what to do here. And I'm like, I have no idea. Just tell me what to do. tell me what to sign, tell me where to go. I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm, you know, not combative about it, but I'm just very honest. Like, hey, man, I don't know what to do here. I've got the debit card and I've got the kid. That's all you're getting. So there it is.
So now you started a blog for special needs dad. And I love that you said that, you know, you started for to give other fathers hope for their journey. And I really love that because I know it can be really crushing when you're experience something and you can feel alone when you don't when you're really not alone. But then there's some people that really don't reach out. So I think that it had to be something very positive. Something to give you strength to be able to write a blog about your personal feelings. And you said that there weren't many resources at the time when you did the blog. So tell me about that.
Yes, it was kind of a wasteland at the time as far as special needs father, you know, blogs or books. And this was 4 or 5 years ago, and there's been more that have, you know, come along the way, and that's awesome. But at the time, I remember going in the bookstore after Andrew was born, and I couldn't find one book. This was at a Borders. Mm. That tells you how long ago it was. And
right.
Yes. And then just looking for a blog that was especially honest. I didn't want, you know, pie in the sky, you know, read this, do this, everything's going to be perfect. Because I knew it wasn't going to be. So I said, you know what, if it needs to be done, somebody's got to do it, might as well be you. And good friend Adam Miller encouraged me to do that, and I went out there with it and thought some of this might be too raw or it might be too ugly or it might be too honest, but I know I'm not the only one who's feeling this.
Right.
And through the years, it's become its own little community, and I started getting Facebook messages from other fathers in Wisconsin or Michigan, even one in Ireland, and you know, thank you for saying this, or so and so, and I'll say, well, please write your column. This isn't about me. I want to hear what you have to say. And some of them have written under pen names, but it was it really hit a nerve, and you know, as I told someone, I'm not the message, I'm the messenger. But it was something that it needed to be said because the depression rate and, you know, suicide rate among fathers of, you know, who have children with special needs is significantly higher than average. So it's worked out good. And I've got some wonderful friends who I've never met and never talked to, but, you know, messages on the internet and I'm looking forward to meeting some of those at the conference, but it's really filled a need, and I've been pleasantly surprised and happy.
So tell me, like, when you were, you know, when you started your blog and you were getting messages back from individuals, was there ever a time that, you know, when you read a blog or you read somebody's what someone else is going, that you could say to yourself, well, you know, I can look at something. I mean, we always, you know, it's kind of like you always can find something that's worse than what you have, you know. And then there's always something that you hear that you had no idea how it affected them, you know. So how has that been your experience in writing blogs, and to say that, wow, I didn't know that's what's happening, you know, somewhere else, or that, you know, just what I'm saying could affect someone to improve their, you know, their perspective.
Yes, I've had that, you know, both ways. I think one was I use the hashtag #HoldFast, and I had a friend of mine who sent me a poem called #HoldFast, and he's a fellow special needs father who lives in the South, and I was like, wow, thank you. Thank you so much. You see where I'm coming from. And it was his experience. A child completely different diagnosis, but his relating to me, hold fast, and his way of saying thank you. and I had another father, and he was going through issues, and he dealt with a lot of anger, and he would, you know, private message me, and we'd talk, and it was, you know, completely different. His daughter dealt with seizures, which I couldn't imagine, just that you never know when that's going to happen. That's the apprehension and anxiety that would go into having a child with seizures. And
right.
Mm-hmm. he would talk about that and his anger and the anxiety. And then I'll never forget, it was about a year ago, I just got a Facebook message from him, and he said, "We lost her."
Oh.
And yes, and I just said, "Please send me your address." You know, I knew it wasn't the right place to engage or anything, but I was like, man, I just want to give you a hug. Let me send you a card. But, you know, through that, realizing, wow, he had it with seizures, which you never know when it's going to happen. And then it got to the point, I think his daughter wasn't over 13 years old, and she, you know, passed. So seeing people along the journey who've been through much worse, and then also those who've been similar but are still, you know, quote, fighting the darkness, as I call it, not giving in just to, you know, hate or, you know, self-centeredness or depression. Seeing both of those has been really, it's been comforting. Even when it's been a cold comfort, it's comforting to know that there's others out there, because that's not something we're going to see on a commercial on TV.
Absolutely.
That's not something we're gonna see in a Hallmark special. I mean, it's we all have our things, but it's just kind of an invisible area, I call it. So.
Right. How do you ever get any women writing to you? Because I know that there's probably families where the father has probably walked away from even helping to raise a special needs child. So have you had any women contact you, or even men that maybe the spouse has walked away?
Yes, I have. I had a wife contact me, and I'm trying to think, this was probably about 6 months ago. She was just asking ways that I could help her husband, or what she could do to help him. She was saying he can't handle the diagnosis. He refuses to acknowledge the diagnosis. He's always working late, or he's stopping by the bar on his way home and not coming in till late. He refuses to spend any time with our daughter. And, you know, I directed, quote, and I use that term loosely, I gave her what advice I knew. And a lot of that was asking my own wife, "Hey, honey, help me here." And I think it was, you know, frankly, to the fact that he knew his child had a problem, and that's why he was avoiding the child. But there have been women. I have another friend of mine in the community, and she goes, "I read it and I love it and I share it, and I want to volunteer or help in any way I can to spread the word." And my wife, she's written a few columns. So that's, we do have some women who chime in. I tell people, I said, it's not exclusive. It's for women as well. I saw all these groups my wife was on after Andrew was born. And as I mentioned earlier, I kept going, well, there's men too. But, you know, where are we? We need to be represented. But we definitely have women who are engaged and have their two cents. But most of them, I'll tell you, Celeste, the biggest thing I hear from women are they say, "Thank you. Thank you, my husband needed this." You know, you won't hear from him. He won't acknowledge it. You'll probably never meet him, but thank you, because he reads it.
So. Right. And I think it's a very, you know, I really applaud you, Mark, because I think that it really is a big thing to bring this more to the light. I'm glad to see that there's more, like you said, individuals now really to talk about it. But it really is a thing with fathers, and I'm really, you know, glad that, you know, I believe you probably don't know, because we don't always know the people that we touch, but I believe that you really have helped a lot of fathers decide to really, you know, let me just, I see someone else out here, I'm reading these blogs, and this is helping me to do what I need to do. And this is something, and it's the same with mental health. I'm always saying that these are things that we need to bring more into the light, to help individuals with their anger, to help them with the hope, And definitely hearing, you know, how far you and Jamie have come with Andrew, there's a lot of hope in that, you know, right there, you know, to say that this is what the doctors told us, this is where we're at, and there's a lot of hope in that as well. I mean, I think that in a lot of things, when people hear about their children, or either even when they hear about themselves, sometimes they don't even, you know, put the hope in there or the faith to say that, you know, it doesn't have to be final. You know, the decision and the thing doesn't have to be final. It's all about the perspective of how I'm going to go into this.
Right, and I'll tell you, we've been blessed with having a legacy of people who've taught us that through, you know, the community
mm-hmm.
where we live. And I mentioned prior to the Joseph Sam School, and when we became a part of the special needs community in, you know, south of Atlanta, we
mm-hmm.
just were very fortunate to be surrounded with some people that they weren't in denial. Their kids had special needs, and they weren't
mm-hmm.
happy-go-lucky, but they saw the humor in some things. And
yes.
when they, I mean, it's, and that you need that. And,
yes, you do need
then,
that.
Yes, otherwise you'll go crazy. So it's, and then they also had, I don't want to use the word dignity because that sounds kind of snobby, but they had, I told someone, I said, we went to our first big fundraiser for the school here. It's a nonprofit. I said, and it was
mm-hmm.
very uptown. Well, what do you
mm-hmm.
mean? I said, it wasn't a bunch of glum people sitting around crying and having
right.
hot dogs and moaning. The food was good.
Right.
People were dressed up. There was laughter. There was merriment. And it was, hey, we're here. We're together. We're making a difference. And my
mm-hmm.
point on all that is what we've tried to do through people we know is kind of take that legacy that we inherited of,
mm-hmm.
you know, don't walk around, you know, being Eeyore all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Try to, you know, and I keep using the term fight. Sorry, you can tell I'm a man and a former athlete. But you gotta, you know, punch back at the depression and all that, and try to find the bright side, whether it's through humor or even, like I said, just through some dignity and some, and not letting it grind you down, because that's what people expect.
That is so true. And it's funny because, you know, even the things that we've gone through in our family, it's always funny how we, you know, how we joke about it. And but there's so much to get out of that. I mean, there's times that things have happened and I can just remember the laughter in my heart, you know. And it's, you know, most people would say, oh, why are you guys laughing at that? And we're like, yeah, you got to be in the family, man. You got to be in the
That's
family
right.
because it's like in our family, it's like, we don't care what's wrong with you. There's no excuse. So, you know, that's kind of how we go, you know. And so I definitely, you know, get that. And I, you know, it has to just bring so much joy to your heart to go to a fundraiser, you know, like that. And people are smiling and laughing and talking, because you do have to, you can't live your life in that dark space.
Right. And yes, it changes everything. I mean, it's,
mm-hmm.
and again, and it's not everybody. I had a gentleman I was talking to a few weeks ago, and I mentioned, I said, yeah, I said, maybe, you know, at a future conference, I'd like to get someone to talk about substance abuse. And he goes, oh, yeah, I could talk about that. And this guy, you know, in the community, I was like, really? He goes, oh, yeah, alcohol did that, opioids, yeah, did that, did them both together. Oh, yeah. And he wasn't being like a smart aleck about it. He was
right.
still married. He loved this kid, but he was sharing, you know, with that dry humor.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I screwed up every way there can. I'll talk to you about that. And I'm sitting
right.
there going, nobody
yeah.
would know that about you. But you're willing to
right,
open up
absolutely.
About it, and I—that's—it's
mm-hmm.
all about sharing our experiences that gives us strength, not hiding behind them. That's my philosophy.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the conference. The conference is going to be January the 25th in Fayetteville, Georgia, at the Fayetteville Christian Church. And for those of you that are listening, that Fayetteville Christian Church address is 114 Hickory Road, Fayetteville, Georgia. So tell me a little bit about, you know, who's going to be the speakers there, and what kind of roundtables, you know, a couple of the ideals for roundtables for that day.
Yes, we're very excited about this. Our presenting sponsor is Ignite, and they're a ministry of that church. They have a wonderful slogan. It says, "We love Jesus and coffee." So they,
right.
Which, you know, as you and I both know, so do we.
Yes.
But they're going to be brewing coffee and, you know, helping set up and hosting the event. You know, they're on board, and it was their minister, Ben Thames, was one of the gentlemen who kind of joined me to help get this going. So he's mm-hmm. going to be speaking briefly and giving an introduction. We also have Jim McCartan, who's a nationally recognized attorney for special needs rights, and, you know, it's going to address everything from special needs trust to housing, things of those natures. And then he has a daughter who has autism. So he'll be one of our speakers. We have Scott Sowers, who's been incredibly involved in the community north of Atlanta and the special needs community, has coached baseball for individuals with disabilities. He has a film out. And we've got Martin Cowan, who's a longtime attorney and a political candidate, and he just has a wealth of knowledge. And we're going to have Paul Batchelor, who's an author, and he's been working with individuals with disabilities for over 30 years. So we have got a pretty great lineup. And then, yes,
it
the
sounds
roundtable.
Like it.
Yes, I mean, it's been a real blessing. People, I just started this, and it was myself, and I got Ben. I said, "Hey, who else can we get?" I started making phone calls, mm-hmm. and then, you know, the ball kept rolling. So, and we're gonna get all of us up there too. I'm just gonna be moderating, but we're gonna have Q&As and roundtables. We're gonna have everybody can have a chance to offer their perspective. Martin, who's speaking, he has a child. He has two children. One who has autism is, I believe, in his early 20s. So he'll be speaking from not only his legal expertise, but also, hey, I have a child who's this, you know, in, you know, his early 20s.
Right.
I have someone else speaking who has a child who's seven. And you know, someone else speaking who's dealt with housing. So, you know, you can't address everything with everybody, but I think we've got enough of a diverse group that can really kind of hit a lot of the different angles of, you know, ages and folks and situations of people who will be attending.
It sounds like it's going to be great, Mark. It really does. I'm really excited for you that, you know, this is kicking off, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of dads there, and a lot of people are going to be blessed to be able to go to something like that and feel, you know, it's kind of like just, you know, you're stepping through a door and just, you know, wow, you know, feeling even more than acceptance, but inspiring and encouraging and motivational. So I am so happy for you with this.
Well, I appreciate it. And we're, you know, we're just really excited too about, we've had a bunch of donations from individuals and some angel sponsors, you know, as we call them these days. So the event is free as well. We started out with a very low cost, and then thankfully to donations, it's free, which I think, you know, with the financial challenges that, you know, a lot of families face, and with it, you know, candidly being right after Christmas, that was an issue, and we were going to have a nominal fee, but now it's free. We just asked for folks to RSVP, and as you said, you know, the speaker's great, but we want folks to just walk in the door and feel accepted, and
fantastic.
Be able to have some food and enjoy talking with each other.
Fantastic, fantastic, and I'm even going to push this out further. I'm going to be looking for you to do a special needs dad conference north or either west.
Hey,
or,
let's do it.
You know, yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, I see you moving on, just not just there in Georgia, but, you know, being able to have a serious network here. I see that, the beginning of that. So most definitely. But I want to tell you, though, thank you for coming on our program. Do you have anything that you would like to tell our audience or whoever might be listening?
Oh, I would just say, if you want more information, you can always go to our website, and that is snd, SNDConferenceSouth.com. SNDConferenceSouth.com. We're also on Facebook. And yes, feel free to reach out. And we're open. I had people, someone in Texas say, why don't you do one here? I said, well, let's maybe next year, but right now you're still welcome to come. And we're also going to be on YouTube and all that stuff. And then, yes, I would love to have one out west to see you, of course, and to enjoy some of that nice weather.
That nice Arizona weather now.
That's right. I know. So we're, I love it out there.
Well, definitely, I want to say to my audience, you know, if you see the invitation, because we will be sharing this broadcast and the invitation for the Special Needs Dad Conference South, which will be held in Fayetteville, Georgia, at the Fayetteville Christian Church, 114 Hickory Road. And so we're going to be sharing this throughout the next couple of weeks until January the 25th. As many of you that can go and RSVP, we hope you RSVP and then just enjoy being around other fathers and individuals that can relate to you, inspire you, encourage you, and motivate you. And definitely, Mark, it's been good to talk to you. It's been good hearing where you are right now. This is just great.
Well, I can't thank you enough for all your help and support, Celeste. We're very grateful.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And give my love to the family. You know, I hope we can go hiking again, you know,
oh,
soon.
Yeah.
So,
I know.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. For sure. You know,
yeah.
So, tell Jamie I said hello. And I'm, you know, really proud of the both of you. And let's keep in touch. And this has been Vertical Radio. I just want to remind everyone that our sponsor for the Ireland retreat is Black Chateau Enterprises, which is a book marketing company. They will be sponsoring our retreat in Ireland, and you can go to the Vertical Alliance / Vertical Creative Ventures website, and we will also be promoting more of that. Thank you again, Mark, for coming today. Thank you to our audience for all your support. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to this program live, definitely it will be available this evening for you just to come and pull the podcast down and listen to it. I know you want to hear Mark, his experience. You want to hear about the conference. And I'm looking forward to, if you have any questions, I will make sure that you have the conference website and the Facebook and Mark's. Thank you, everyone, and have a wonderful Saturday. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.